The presidential candidates took a break from Iran and Israel in last night's debate to deliver some tough talk to China. Here's Mitt Romney.
That's why on day one I will label them a currency manipulator, which allows us to apply tariffs where they're taking jobs. They're stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs, our technology.
Both candidates have bashed China on the campaign trail, but they displayed more nuance last night, emphasizing the importance of the U.S.-China relationship.
And so we can be a partner with China. We don't have to be an adversary in any way, shape, or form. We can work with them. We can collaborate with them if they're willing to be responsible.
And we believe China can be a partner, but we're also sending a very clear signal that America is a Pacific power, that we are going to have a presence there.
Some China watchers say this talk is destructive. Thomas McLean is the chairman of Asia Society Southern California, a nonprofit that promotes partnerships between Southern California and Asia. He says that while troubling, the tough talk is politics as usual.
Bottom line, end of the election, our economic relationship with China is one of the most important, and all that talk will be forgotten regardless of who ends up being our president.
This is because China is already a big partner in the U.S. economy, certainly in terms of trade, but also in investing in U.S. businesses. China's economy is growing at about 7.5%, a far cry from the double-digit growth that was characteristic of the country's rise. And as its economy slows, it's pumping more and more money into the U.S. This year, Chinese companies have invested a record $6.3 billion in U.S. projects. And California boasts more investment deals with China than any other state, which McLean says bodes well for the state's future.
And we think that it's just the beginning of what potentially could be a tsunami of investment coming from China.
L.A. County looks to open its doors to this flood of investment. Ferdinando Guerra, an international economist with the L.A. Economic Development Corporation, authored a report called Growing Together, which underlines the importance of the county's relationship with China.
And we've been marketing the county to Chinese investors very aggressively over the past 5 years, and that's paid dividends for sure.
Guerra mentions companies like China Mobile, China Air, and electric car maker BYD as examples of those that have helped create jobs in Los Angeles. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.